Hello,
Miss Cheyenne.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Cheyenne. This is David with Local Splash. I had received a voicemail, and I'm sorry I missed your call. I was out for lunch, right? So, unfortunately, you called like during my lunch hour. But I just got back in the office, right? So I definitely wanted to reach back out so I can get you the information you were looking for. Yeah, Jamie and I had a fantastic conversation. So I know you guys are newer in business, and, you know, he's looking to get his name out there digital marketing-wise. So we kind of informed of everything that we've been doing, right, since 2004 and kind of how our digital media works, things like that. So, I mean, do you have a couple minutes? I mean, I can get into it with you.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, I did send over to him a proposal, right, so that way he was able to see the numbers and everything on file. So what we do here is we make sure that your business is always a first page option whenever any customer is searching within your service area using keywords or phrases within Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Safari, Alexa, Siri, right? All your top searches. So we'll activate you across all these networks so that way you're anchored on that first page, right? Now, with this, it comes with an umbrella of services. So you get Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, Apple. We'll go ahead and purchase a domain and build the website out for you guys and even host social media where we're creating about 400 ads a month. We're using retargeted ads for new customer acquisitions, right? So,
right.
You know, with that being said, was Jamie able to fill you in with any of the information at all, or do you have any specific questions for me?
No, he briefly did. He's basically a sum up of what you just said.
Okay, great. Yes, so he did list you here, right, as your authorized user. You know, he wanted you to be able to help set up the account for him. So, I mean, when we go through account setups, right, what we'd be looking for first off is like hours of operation. Right? What are the hours that he's going to want listed on the Google network? So that way when customers find you guys, they know what time you're accepting phone calls. Now, I know right now you do have an active business profile. I believe it just went up. Let me pull it back up. I think it just went up about a week or two ago. Right? So let me get that one up. What we're going to be doing is putting the programming into it. So I'm just going to give 1 second, 75482. Matter okay, there it is. So I want to go through the profile information to make sure everything's right. So if anything needs to be changed or updated, we can take care of that for you guys. So right now we have you guys down for closed on the weekends, and it shows it's open 24 hours. Right now for Veterans Day, it's showing your hours might differ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's correct. Now, as far as, let me see here. Service address. Okay. Now, we're going into service area, right? Because I see what you guys have set up right now for your service area is pretty specific, right? I mean, did you guys do that?
I created it, and it was just because it was asking for it. I just put in those few.
Gotcha. So what we're going to do is...
I was creating that by, like, the fly of my seat because I'd never done a thing like that for somebody before.
I hear you. I know once you get in there, right, it starts turning into different hoops you got to jump through and figuring out. But that's what we're here for, right? So what we're going to do is set up a geofence for you that's going to contain a 50-mile radius from home base.
Okay.
Right? So with that 50-mile radius, is that open in any direction you're open for travel? I see right here you guys are mostly traveling north. Right? But other than that, I mean... What we're going to do for you is just kind of open it up into the general radius, right? But if you only want to travel north, then we can do the 50-mile radius north. Or if you want to be in the middle and travel any direction, you know, it's just, you guys have any preference?
I think he's wanting to go, like, all around.
Anywhere all around. Okay.
Yeah, I think. It'll be good for now, at least.
For sure. Okay, so we'll do the 50 miles all around. Okay, so now I know he said he's wanting to focus a lot more on the land clearing, so we're going to be using keywords and phrases for land clearing. And when it comes to fencing, I mean, is it all outdoor fencing, or are you guys also doing commercial fencing, electric gates? Is it all wooded gates?
We'll do wooded, welded. I think he said, like, all fencing.
All fencing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, this one does sit at a flat rate of $299. There's a one-time initial setup fee of $99 that I already covered with Jamie. That puts our total today at $398. So what we do before we even ask for any type of card approval, we'll go through what's called a voice verification, right? Now, this one is protection for you guys. I did put them on a discounted pre-agreement. It's one set flat rate, no matter how many calls or clicks. Doesn't matter how many jobs he gets or how big, it'll always stay the same, right? So this one takes about 60 seconds, but I'll walk you through it. Now, if you have any questions, you just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll rephrase it for you, right? I just want to make sure that you do have that understanding of how it all works before we get any kind of card info. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance, outline the service agreement, Local Splash. This is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ladder 5, Kensington and Loan Clearing.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Cheyenne, and I'm the secretary.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, Cheyenne, it is important that you are actively involved in the campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, that is liable to change, though, eventually.
And for sure. And what we mean by that is, like, not like, oh, if you call us and, you know, you don't answer, we're going to discontinue service. No, it's like, hey, if you know we call you about 24 business hours, you know, if you can just return our phone call or shoot us a message. Something like that, right? I mean, just be reasonable with it, and we can definitely work with that, right? Sound fair?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. Now, please save our 877 number as Local Splash on your contacts. That's going to be the number that you call to reach out to me. Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'll do is I'll provide you with a security question that you can ensure the call is always from our company and not another one. Okay. So you have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay, and what would that be?
Longview.
Longview. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So as a part of the verification process, oh, well, you guys have already been verified, right? So I can skip over this part. That's basically for the Google business profile. Whenever we're getting a brand new company that doesn't have one yet, they submit in their licenses, proof of insurance, things like that, right? So that's already taken care of. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on November 7th in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement. Your payments would automatically renew on the seventh day of each month in the amount of $299. This is your monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, please be in mind, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, there is an early termination fee. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Now, we can go ahead and move on to the next item line here. Okay, let's get to our billing information now. We have you down in Sulphur Springs, Texas, 75482. Let me see here, let me update this. There it is. Okay, what is the last name for the billing on the account?
Shuey.
Could you spell that for me?
S-H-O-E M-A-K-E.
Okay, Schimek. Gotcha. And that's Jamie Schimek?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the billing address?
Oh, shit, hold on. 960 County Road, 4779, Sulphur Springs, Texas. It's the same address as the company right now.
Oh, okay, the business address. Okay, 960 County Road, 4779, Sulphur Springs, Texas, 75418. Okay. Now, is this a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
Shoot. I don't know. I have the number and stuff written down. Give me a second. Oh. So.
No worries.
I don't have stuff written down because you want to do it, but it quit asking him for the bank card.
Yeah, usually, like, if it starts with a 4, I want to say that's Visa, and the 500s are MasterCards. Discover and Amex are just completely different, right?
Oh, shit. Where the hell did you go? Oops, sorry.
It's okay. What I'll do here is, let me start working on your calendar.
I want
calendar
to get the Visa.
Okay. You can run it to the Visa. Let me put it here. Fast. Ready when you are.
The card that I have written down, is that a Visa, debit, or a Master? Oh, it's a MasterCard.
It's a Master. Okay. Just going to get that put down. All righty. And I'm ready for the card number when you are.
It is 5379-2900-1166-4272.
Okay. Expiration month?
11/26.
Okay. November 2026. And CVV?
619.
Okay. Let me update down for you. Now, what time do you leave the office today? The only reason I'm asking is because I do have some slots around 5 p.m. for onboarding. We could actually get you onboarded today instead of Monday, right, since we're closed on the weekend. So, I mean, if you have some time.
Around 3:30.
Oh, so you're getting ready to take off here in the next 30 minutes? Okay. Well, I mean, we could take care of it Monday morning. That's not a problem either, right? You know.
I won't be available Monday morning. I have class. I'm in college.
Oh, okay. All righty.
Sorry.
What we can do? No, don't worry about it. You just let me know what time is going to work best for you on Monday. Maybe after lunch or about this time?
Probably closer to like 4 because class has been getting out late. And 4:30-ish.
Perfect. I have a 4 p.m. available on Monday.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, just bear with me here. Let me get you set up. Now, this invite is going to go right to your calendar, right? It's going to come through Calendly, but it'll be imported right to your calendar. It'll be with myself, you guys, and our onboarding team.
Okay.
And do you want me to send it to the email address I have on file? Let me get that one pulled up. See what I have here. Ladder5fencing.landclearing@gmail.com?
Yeah, you can send it to that.
Okay.
in there. Got 4 p.m.
Okay, so you should have had a couple of automatic messages just come through. Did you guys receive any? Oh, it might go to Jamie's phone, right? Because that's the number. He's got it with him, 903-355.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so they automatically went out to him. Now that's going to be the one that says action pictures needed for video verification. That one, it's already taken care of for you guys. The one that we're going to be needing is going to be the initial invoice. Let me see if I can get this one sent out. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add your cell phone number. If you don't mind, I'll add your cell phone number to this account so that way you can receive the same messages, right? So you can stay up to date. He told me that you pretty much handle all this for him, right?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Elsa. Hi. Hi,
Peter. Now, is the 549-5000, is that a cell phone or that's an office phone?
It's my cell phone.
Okay, perfect. Okay. 409-549-5000. All right. So it looks like you guys are already onboarding. Congratulations on locking in your first page placement with Google. I mean, it's what really makes a difference for y'all's business. Now let's see, letter five. Okay. So this email is going to be going out to you. You should be expecting that within the next 2 to 3 minutes. The first thing that I need to get over to you is going to be that terms and conditions. I'm going to send it out to your number right now. Okay. Okay. Just send that one out. Let me know when you receive it.
I think I got it in a second.
Okay. Yeah, when you get down, you just click on the link. You'll be able to open it. It'll take you down. You'll see a couple of check mark boxes, and then where you can place the signature.
Subscription terms, if you have any questions, the invoice to the email and file. I'm trying to get into it.
Yep, no worries.
Thanks for taking my question. Your invoice is located below this email. Okay, I got the invoice.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Does it say click here to view your terms and subscriptions?
I got 3 emails, sorry. All at once.
Okay. Yeah, they come in.
Okay.
They all go out at once as soon as you get set up. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Yeah. Local
splash. Share and voice click here to accept the subscription terms.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Fantastic.
No.
Can you go ahead and update it here on my side? And you should also, well, the Ladder 5 Fencing should have just received the email for the onboarding call. And your terms and conditions are all updated. Oh, congratulations, Ms. Cheyenne. It was very nice meeting you. And I do look forward to being able to do business with you guys. So do me a favor, Cheyenne. Save my extension. That's 4574. You have any questions at all, the only times that I take lunch, I'm also here on Central Standard Time in Texas, is from 1:15 to 2:15 p.m. All right. So anytime, okay. Monday through Friday between 9 and 6, I'll be in office. Feel free to give me a call. You have also the 877, which is 24/7 customer support service for you guys. Okay. Until Monday, we're going to reconvene. And then on Monday at the scheduled time, we'll get back on the line and we'll get you guys on board. That call will be about 30 minutes. Okay.
I'll go back here.
All righty. Thank you, Ms. Amy. We appreciate, thank you, Ms. Cheyenne. We appreciate your time. And I'm going to go ahead and get started here on this account. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.